We're here with Jeffrey Hale, who is the Senior Vice President, Americas Marketing and Business Development for ACI. Jeff, how are you doing?
Very good. Thanks, Nick.
Good. Glad you could join us. Listen, the first question I wanted to ask you is, you know, what are the general trends that you're seeing out there? I mean, what should be top of mind with financial executives these days, especially going into 2009?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think in our sphere of influence, Nick, one of the biggest things we see is just an increasing concern about payments fraud and all the security and identification things that revolve around that. We've done some studies over the years that suggested that electronic payments are going to grow compound over the years in sort of mid-double digits across the various kinds of payments. Mm-hmm. And I think in today's environment, it's pretty easy to see that fraud will grow even faster than that. So one of the biggest things we're actually talking to a lot of our clients about today is the notion that says, can I somehow move from the paradigm of fraud detection, in other words, after the fact I've discovered that I have an issue, and move to more fraud prevention?
Right.
And so there's a lot of things happening to try and move more of the fraud detection techniques, whether it be rules or pattern recognition models, to the point of the transaction being acquired. So if I can cut down the amount of time between it when it happens and I can then discover it, that saves money, reduces back-end cost to try and manage the situation, and creates more efficiency in the system overall.
Sure. How is ACI sort of approaching that in a solution fashion?
Yeah, we offer a range of solutions around electronic payments, including fraud detection, authorization, authentication techniques in various fashions. And a big part of our story is really the integration of all those solutions into what we would call a hub.
Right.
So many banks have silos where they support these different technologies, where they might have a authorization system from one vendor or maybe something they develop themselves, fraud detection software from another vendor, authentication capabilities around things like PKI from another vendor.
Sure.
We tend to bring the whole solution together into one integrated fashion. Makes it easier to implement, runs a little bit better together, runs a little more efficiently, and gives the bank great scale in terms of managing these ever-increasing transaction volumes.
That's fantastic. I'm sure it's easier dealing with one vendor on a complete solution like that. Listen, what advice, you know, considering what you just said, obviously, you know, there's a lot of fraud going on. There's a tough year coming ahead for a lot of institutions. What advice can you offer them, you know, in the coming year?
I think there's a natural tendency, particularly in a conservative environment like banking, mm-hmm. to, as I like to call it, hunker down, you know, batten down the hatches, and maybe, you know, stop investing in some of these things as we look for maybe a turn in the market or credit to ease or what have you. Our recommendation clearly would be to continue to invest in these technologies, continue to create an infrastructure that not only allows you to fend off fraud, which is the most obvious issue of the day, but also to set themselves up for what will become more growth in the market in terms of transaction volumes, potential systemic risk based on the movement of paper to pulse,
right,
and creating an infrastructure that is very much automated and integrated, so that we don't have these problems emerge at even a higher level once the economy returns to more normalcy, as we hope it does.
No, that makes good sense. Listen, Jeff, thank you for your time, and we hope to see you soon.
Appreciate it. Take care.